I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Social media has always thrived on the kind of drama fueled by call-out campaigns. All you have to do is write a single tweet about why what Katy Perry did was hashtag not okay, and suddenly you've mobilized tens of thousands of people to do what exactly? The sense of deep moral righteousness each party feels in the heat of the moment, furiously typing out clapbacks and subtweets before members of the opposing hashtag team, whoever, can get their barbs in, gives the whole thing the illusion of importance when it's almost always infighting or attention seeking. I used the track and field analogy earlier, but sometimes it feels more like the WWE laying the smackdown with the perfect GIF, GIF. After a while, I still felt like I was changing the internet, but I wondered if it might be for the worse. I was letting these attacks consume my time, and more, it started to feel like my career depended upon other people saying stupid shit instead of me saying good shit. I was giving so much of my attention to people who were intentionally posting hateful things online instead of focusing on my own career and my own audience. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast, your host Rod and
Karen,
and we are live.
We are
on a Monday.
Yes.
Ready to get your week started.
We are.
With a case of the Mondays. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, The Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We read them on the show, and we love doing that. We'll shout you out and everything. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And an unofficial sport.
Bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And we can just kind of get into the show today. And that excerpt was from Francesca Ramsey's book, Well, That Escalated Quickly. Mm-hmm. which, like I said, is a book that I really like, so.
Yeah, and some of that stuff is we've kind of, you know, talked about it and touched on it, but I think the internet gives people the internet clapback and drag culture gives people a falsehood of power that they don't really have. It gives the illusion of power. It gives the illusion of you've accomplished something. It gives the illusion of these things. But in reality, what have you really shaped? What have you really molded? What have you really changed? And not all the time, but in a lot of instances, you don't get a positive result out of it other than I feel good temporarily. Because if there's some underlying things going on, some anger, some hurt, some pain that's unrelated to this incident, it will come back as soon as that high goes down.
Well, I think, yeah, that's a great point, especially that last part. And I think also, like in the book, she talks about how there was she found a website, Daily Caller, I think, or Daily Stormer, one of those like kind of right-wingish, alt-right websites. And they had Francesca Ramsey listed on there with a list of other kind of woke, you know, social justice warrior people. And the list was, look at these people. They're easy to quote unquote trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is say something really offensive to them or something racist and you will get a reaction. And the whole point of the message board was, hey, look, we're getting a reaction.
Right.
Because they don't actually care about the topic at hand and they aren't there to be educated. And no matter how you quote unquote slam them, what thing you say, the enjoyment for them is that you even acknowledge them and responded to them in the first place. And I think discerning that is a huge part of learning to navigate social media from a creator's perspective, from a producer perspective. You know, I think the majority of people aren't really content producers in that way.
Correct.
So they don't think of themselves that way, and they don't really elevate themselves. That's why they'll say something crazy to you, and when you respond, they're like, wow, you responded to me, and they'll be upset that you responded.
Right.
And it's like, well, you just said, you know, I was an ugly piece of shit and I should kill myself, and I'm back, you know, this is horrible, what's wrong with you? And you go, wow, stop quote tweeting me or whatever, you know, like that. So like, it's about how you handle yourself. And so I think a lot of this chapter that I was reading from was her coming to the realization of like how I see myself and how I see my work and how the world sees my work and interacts with it may not align and also may not be productive for myself.
Because also it's one of those things where a lot of people online don't think about their mental health until it cracks. Like a lot of people go, I'm good, you get online and you realize your moods change and all these things are happening to you, and if you sit down and analyze it and you realize, okay, what am I doing to contribute to this sadness or whatever else is happening in my mind, you realize a lot of it is connected for a lot of people to social media. And for a lot of people, their mental health is affected by social media, and some people realize it and some people don't.
Yeah, it's, and like bigger than that, I think, not bigger, but in addition to what you're saying, I think her point was more about the idea of the illusion of power.
Correct.
And the righteousness that you feel when you're raining down judgment on somebody. And how, you know, earlier in that chapter, she also talks about how, like, you know, we all were stupid. Everyone starts from a place of not having the knowledge. And dispensing it from on high makes us feel good, but is that actually productive? Is that actually the spirit of the way that we would like to teach people? And I think people don't want, like, asking themselves that question, because every time you quote unquote make yourself the person giving the advice or the person that is lecturing the everyone else except yourself, it is a thing where you could be hiding behind that in order to not examine your own self. And I think the best quote unquote advice or the best commentary, in my opinion, comes from people that kind of know themselves. Because you can tell, to me anyway, you can tell when somebody's, well, I don't, you know, I can tell. I can't say you. People feel differently, but I feel like I can tell when someone gives advice out of a place of, this will put the spotlight back on you, even though I'm the one saying the words. And you can tell when people are like, I'm giving you this advice or I'm giving you this commentary as a, this is what I've learned about my life and this is how I see myself and how it's affected me. And I think
two different ways.
Yeah, yeah. I like that about her book, specifically, and just the fact that you leave room to grow, you know, cause you never know what else you're going to go through in life, and the way you feel today, you might not feel tomorrow. And
agreed.
There should always be a little room for that. But yeah, this idea, these call outs and these online movements and so-and-so said such and such. You know, it is kind of hard because it's a big come smell this type of approach to creating your content. And so, yeah, your youth and the thing that I think goes even further, which she didn't touch on, but I'll touch on, when your whole thing is, I'm going to be about calling out and correcting everyone, the infractions start to get lower and lower. You know what I'm saying? It's like, first you were pulling over everybody going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. Then some days nobody's doing 15 over the speed limit, so now somebody's doing 5 over the speed limit and you got to come get them too. And you got to get them with the same intensity and the same, because you're creating content. People don't think about this shit because they're not on that side of it,
right?
But that's the reason that a lot of people who create content based off of, you know, calling people out, almost all their shit gets to this really nitpicky tiny stuff that everything's terrible, everyone is trash, nothing's good enough, no apology is great, no effort is good, no charity is good, everything is bad and has a catch to it, because you don't have shit else to talk about if you could just say, well guys, I scoured the internet today and nobody really fucked up, so I don't want to talk about my own life and my own marriage and my own family and my own job and my own health and my own mental health. I don't want to talk about that shit. So, I guess hold up. Someone used the wrong verb. I'll be right back. You know, here's my 15-minute video about why that verb was problematic.
Come on, you off and, like Superman. Like, they done did some real shit.
You know, like in that Conflict Is Not Abuse book, man, when it talks about overstating harm a lot. And overstating harm is something I see around constantly. And I think people have done things where they've tried to, in order to find words to describe their feelings, I think they've also sort of taken the meaning away from certain words or overstated the meaning and the infliction of certain actions to them. So, for example, the way people throw the word violence around so casually, well, if you think about it, there's a reason people had to start saying things that were not physical violence, were violent, because
correct
violence is a word that gets attention. Mm-hmm. If I say Karen was violent towards me, that is something that grabs your attention. You go, wait a minute, I understand that violence is a thing that needs to be addressed. So violence could be, you know, you punch me in my face. Mm-hmm. That's what it used to be,
right?
Violence could be you threaten me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now we've turned violence into, you know, you cut me off in line, I got on the train and you didn't offer me a seat. That's violence. It's, you know, the way you didn't retweet me is violence or something. Like, people will, and then we can now manipulate that word into different things. Now the word violence still picks up your ears,
correct?
But what I'm saying was something violent actually done to me? The word abuse, when people disagree and we use the word abuse instead of I disagree with this person. So, you know, there used to be a time when it was like, I don't know, I don't think I should have to I don't think my kid is ready for daycare yet. And then the other parent's like, well, the kid is ready for, oh, babysitter. My kid's not ready for a babysitter yet. I want to stay home with my kid all the time. Mm-hmm. And then the other parent is like, hey, no, we need a babysitter. You need to go back to work or something like that. I can now hop online and be like, this person is abusing me. They won't let me be around my child. Da, 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 da. There's a way for me to frame that to where it's not two adults, two parents having a disagreement. It's one of us is an abuser, one of us is abused. I'm right, you're wrong, black and white. If you don't support me, you're supporting abuse. So there's words that have become so like widely misappropriated, yeah, in my opinion, that's what call out culture, quote unquote, ends up becoming. As she kind of put it, was like, it kind of ends up becoming like, I need people to fuck up to get content. And then that next step is, well, now I need everything to be fucked up. I need everything somebody does to kind of be a mistake. That's why people want Gina Rodriguez's rapping along shit to be just the same as her telling that black girl. Why does it have to be a black woman thing? You know, they want those two infractions to be the exact same. 10 out of 10, 100 out of 100. Let's get the same amount of mad. And I think that's what call out culture ends up being.
Yeah, and also is to the point where it's getting to the point where some words are almost watered down now. Like some words depend on how they use, because the context mean things. So when people use those words, I'm like, okay. And then when they explain, I go, okay, I agree that's a form of violence. Some people are like, no, that's not a form of violence. You're just using the word just to use the word. And it makes the word have less power to people when it actually might be a situation where it needs to be taken seriously. But because it's just thrown out left and right, people go, okay, everything can't be violent. So a lot of people just tap out of it because they go, okay, everything can't be 100. Like, I'm trying to navigate this and everybody's telling me that everybody's getting popped in the eye. I can't give everything 100% of my attention like this.
And the thing for me is, like, I think culturally we are trying to be more sensitive to everybody,
correct?
And I think that's good.
Yes.
But I also think we are diluting or at least overstating sometimes conflict and harm in a way to drum up online support. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't think that is good. Mm-mm. Someone brought up a podcast and I listen to that podcast. I don't always agree with the way the terms are used, but I respect the way that they use the term violence or whatever. It's not a diss to them or whatever, but that's their way of using the word. And also, you know, like, we have our way. I'm sure there's shit people listen to us and be like, I don't know about that part.
Y'all off in the field somewhere.
Yeah. So I think there's like certain understandings in certain circles, but all I'm saying is sometimes you see those terms misused and misapplied.
Right.
And it's like, then what do you do? Because I think, everyone has the words now with, mm-hmm, with social media and academia crossing so much that everyone gets to be the victim if they
want
to be.
If they want to be.
And everyone gets to, everyone gets to downplay their role in things if they want to, you know? So, I just think that's interesting because, like I said, Francesca is talking about, you know, her basically her online creative content kind of turned into, how do I call out people and show that this is fucked up and that's fucked up and this celebrity fucked up and this, and yeah, that now you are relying on other people for your content. Like, you really can't talk about yourself and what you do anymore.
Right. And then also the time and the energy and the effort, particularly being a creative, that you're spending on this, it's something creative that you're not doing that's lacking, or something you could push, or if nothing else, just getting your own thought, get new ideas. Like you kind of mentally hurt yourself or stunt your growth creatively by constantly looking for other people for content,
right?
Particularly being a content creator. If you're not a content creator, that's a whole different story. But if your thing is I put out content, time needs to be spent on the content,
right?
And that's very hard to get people to understand. That's why sometimes I look at people crazy when I go, I mean, I look at people, this is just me personally, crazy when I'm like, okay, you spend all day, all night, never sleep, always online, okay, when are you going to accomplish these things or that you claim that you're doing? When do you have time?
Yeah, I was, oh, sorry.
Mm, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, I was listening to a podcast one time and they had a guest on that I really wanted to hear from, because I was like, ooh, you know, I want to hear about this guest. And when they got on the show, they turned the show kind of into, I'm giving everyone advice, as opposed to, I'm going to share about my life, my struggles, my like, you know, my opinion on what I'm doing, just as a person who's navigating this world. And I realized at that moment, I was like, oh, advice means I don't have to share myself, you know? Like, it's easier for me to tell you what to do, or to say it's important to talk about these topics, than it is for me to be like, yo, am I, you know, this is what my experience is in my workplace, this is what my experience is in my personal life, this is what my experiences are in my sex life, and this, you know, these things that, you know, we are kind of scared to share, because people, like, in all this, like, claim that we want to have this openness and this all this shit and this empathy, people don't really do that. So you share something and then people come down on you, and since everybody's afraid of somebody coming down on them, you end up with a lot of people kind of keeping the real shit to themselves, you know. And I'm not saying you need to be sharing this stuff, but you can hide behind the advice, you can hide behind, this is what you should do, and, you know, what about these people, right? It's just easier than to be like, yo, this is my own insecurity about this that I'm working through.
Yeah. And what's so funny about it is that most people want some form of realness. You know, you don't have to divulge everything about your life, but some people want some form of realness, because I've heard interviews like that where I'm going, oh, and you know what, they're fucking boring.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's boring to me, because I was like, I could have got this on, you could have went on the local news and gave this same speech. Like, you're not giving me anything different, I'm not learning anything new, there's no insight, there's no connection. Because in reality, no matter what people think, people want connection, people want to feel a form of connection towards the person being creative. And when that's not there, it affects things more than people think. And also, for me, I realized, particularly with the piece from the book, is that online is like a huge high school of the world. Like, things that people complain about in high school, online is a reflection of all those things, like in various different forms. There is a reflection of it, and people don't want to admit that. Yeah, you're 40, 50, but for a lot of people, they never outgrew those mentalities. You have a lot of people who were picked on and bullied in high school, so now guess what, they're quote-unquote grown now, so guess what, they do reverse, they pick and bully everybody because they were picked and bullied years ago.
Well, first of all everything's like high school, because that's the first place we start forming social connections and social hierarchy. That's why everything, your job is like high school, anything involving group dynamics is like high school. Facebook's right. Like high school, everything's like high school. But the other thing I was gonna say is, when I talk about having the words, it's the thing where people say, you know, we're holding this celebrity accountable versus this celebrity is being harassed. Now, what's the difference, really? Right? Like, what's the real difference between harassment and holding someone accountable that you don't know? You know, these are terms that we throw around. They don't mean shit. Because you know what holding someone accountable is? I have a direct line We have a relationship. We have equity in a relationship. I hold you accountable because we know each other. There are stakes in this. So I can come to you and say, hey man, you did this thing and I don't think that was okay. And you know what? I'm going to talk to you with some sense. I'm going to, you know what I mean? Because you're somebody I'm invested in and you're invested
in
me.
It's going to be some nuance.
Right. I'm going to be understanding and empathetic to you. Even if you fucked up and I want you to change or whatever, I'm still going to give you that because there's a level of investment in an actual relationship. But people say stuff like, I'm holding this celebrity accountable, or y'all don't do this for this celebrity and shit. That because there's not a relationship there. That's in your head. Like, you can't hold Beyonce accountable. Mm-mm. You're just a person on the internet being mad, you know? So it's stuff like that, you know? Even, and then in the rare case where people that do that shit, where the stuff does get back to the person that they're talking about, in a lot of ways, when you're talking about somebody and you're being very hyperbolic and they do hear it, how are they supposed to respond? You know, if you're saying, look, I'm gonna call out, Lena Dunham, because she's terrible, blah blah blah, and then your whole thing is this terrible fat bitch, I hate her, she's not funny, her show sucks, she's stupid, da da da. That's not a message that will reach a person and make them go, oh, I need to improve myself, thank you so much for this, because you don't have an investment. And that's not really you being accountable, that's you being, that you holding someone accountable, that's just you being mad at someone. So I think that's the kind of thing that that doesn't, you know, that I got from the book, that really I really love that, you know, love that part of the book. All right, let's get into other things, guys. Let's see. Boom.
Something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know. And to this question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me?
All right, let's get into LGBTQ news, y'all. It's been a while. My bad. Morals over money. A waitress is fired after refusing to serve transphobic customers. Turning a blind eye to hate is just as bad as saying the hateful things, in my opinion, said the waitress Brittany Spencer. A waitress who was fired after refusing to serve transphobic customers at a Wisconsin restaurant on Saturday said she has no regrets about putting morals over money. By the way, this is also how you know that wait, we don't be making that much money as waiters.
Mm-mm.
It's like, I'll give this up then, fuck it. During her
shift, not for $2.13 an hour,
right, for y'all to be fucking supporting transphobia, and I don't make no money up in this motherfucker anyway. During her shift at Fat Joe's Bar and Grill, lean back, in the town of Fond du Lac, Brittany Spencer overheard a couple
that's spot in the middle of Timbuktu nowhere, never heard of that place.
Brittany Spencer overheard a couple making insulting comments about a transgender customer sitting at the bar. As she served the customers, they turned to her and asked what she thought about the trans patron.
What?
Right. Biggest, we trying to get you to join in, man. This shit happens, man. I remember one time I was playing ball and this dude, who I thought was Mexican at the time. Anyway, this dude who, that I played ball with was talking about how he was with, he was anti-immigration because he was like, you know, these Mexicans coming here and taking our jobs. I was like, nigga, you look Mexican, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what race you are, but I know you, if they start checking people's papers, they're gonna get you too. What the fuck wrong with you?
They don't be realizing that. We all gonna be on the same boat.
And why did you think I'd be cool with that? You know what I mean? It's like, well, you know, even if you black, I mean, they taking jobs. It's like, man, first of all, they're not taking podcast jobs. Second of all, shut the fuck up. Keep your racism to yourself. I don't need to know that shit. They were asking me if I thought it was disgusting and wrong, and why would we let someone like that into the establishment?
Why would you ask me that?
To which I answered, no, I do not agree with that, and walked away. I mean, I don't agree with what y'all just said. Mm-hmm. She essentially told me to suck it up, because she went to her manager, of course, and said, can another employee serve the table? And the manager said, suck it up or go home. To which I said, okay, I'll leave.
So I asked you, okay, can somebody else take the table? And you could have just swapped me out with somebody else who didn't give a fuck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what you're trying to tell me is that you agreed with them. That's what you're trying to tell me.
The following day, she was alerted by the restaurant management she had been fired from her waitressing position. I was fired from my job because I refused to wait on the table who were making transphobic remarks about guests at another table. Spencer wrote on the Facebook page Sunday, but I'll always choose my morals over money. See y'all. Fat Joe's has since disabled his Facebook page following an inundation of negative reviews. Mm-hmm. The establishment did not respond to NBC's news request for comment, but Tad Wallander, one of the co-owners of Fat Joe's, told NBC 26 that the restaurant serves all customers and that Spencer was fired for refusing to do the duty we hired her for. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, go over there and wait on that table of Klan's members. I mean, look, just because right. They got their robes on don't mean... Yeah, what that really means is that's acceptable to the person running the establishment.
Right, that's all the fuck you're telling me.
That's all it means.
And y'all don't want to be held accountable. That's why y'all not quote-unquote saying anything or coming out. And she was like, I'm fine. I didn't sign a fucking NDA. I can say what happened now.
We're going to serve anyone in here as long as it's a safe environment. Safe
for
who?
For who?
I've been in the service industry for a good 15 years and I've heard hundreds of conversations I didn't agree with, but it's a matter of fact of brushing it off and having to tough it out through your task.
Cause my thing is that she didn't come and demanded the customer leave. She was like, can somebody else serve the table? That's not being unreasonable.
Yeah. I get why she did it. You know what I mean? And I also understand that the restaurant essentially doesn't give a fuck.
Nope.
So, you know, it's a waitress job. You're probably not going to be able to sue over this cause you're the one who refused to do the job or whatever. And they didn't do anything directly to you. So it just violated your sensibilities. And as far as America's concerned, most people don't agree with those sensibilities anyway. Right. Most people are transphobic. So she's fighting an uphill battle just off the gate for being like, I'm against what you just said.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the laws in the restaurant industry, that's why a lot of times when they be passing these minimum wage laws, y'all, food services industry is normally out of these lists, and this is probably why, because they're like, hey, we ain't trying to get them protections and rights and insurance and shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, nobody really gives a fuck because most people aren't trans, and most people don't know somebody who's trans, or if they do know somebody, it's maybe through online or something. Mm-hmm. They haven't like broke bread with them, spent time with them,
correct,
any of that shit. And so it's kind of like, you're a figment of my imagination, you're a theory, doesn't right. matter. The only time I'm really hearing about you is through Caitlyn Jenner. Mm-hmm. Or you know, maybe if I see enough articles of people getting trans women being killed or something. But most people, it's like a concept to them, you know, and it's hard to fathom something when it's a concept.
Yeah.
The same way that there's white people that are racist and then they finally get around some black people and they start undoing some of that shit. And I'm not saying that it's not harmful to have them around. I'm not saying they don't, that everything they do is good, but I'm just saying sometimes the challenge for them becomes, well, I was told this and this black person isn't that thing, and neither mm-hmm. is this one and neither is that one. Wait a minute, you know, and that unfortunately, that's not going to happen with most trans people because you're not going to be around. And then with the level of violence against trans people, why the fuck would I want to, you know, be in a situation like that? And I just want to go out and get a burger like you did.
Agreed.
And you're sitting at the next table talking loudly about me, you know. I'm sorry, were you gonna say something?
I think for me it's very frustrating, because even for me, what, maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, maybe somewhere around in there, the concept of transgender, it's not that I never heard of it, but it wasn't really personal to me, so
I had never heard of it.
And it was one of those things where it goes, oh, okay, this is a thing, and I'm trying to understand. And once I began to understand, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. And I was cool with it, but I know for a lot of people, they're very resistant to the change.
Well, first of all, a lot of it changes as understanding changes, as society changes, as people become educated.
Correct.
There was a time when the word tranny was not considered like a slur against transgender people, because people didn't know transgender people existed. Mm-mm. So it was like, oh, that's short for transvestite, right. Crossdresser. There was all these terms that once you find out, oh, these terms can be used to hurt people or to misgender people or things of this nature, you know, that's shit that you just go, okay, I wasn't hip to that, but now I am, and that's how we learn. I don't think, you know, I think what people fuck up now is that the denial of ever not knowing is up there, or ever not being questioning or challenged by it. I find that to be more harmful than even the people who are transphobic and shit on purpose now. It's because we like to all hold ourselves up as these paragons of virtue who just knew internally from day one all the rules and everything to say, and we never offended anybody and all that shit,
right? And that's stupid. And I'll take that back. Yeah, I'm on my, think about it, you're right, I had never heard of transgender. I've heard of, like you say, different words. I heard of gay and bisexual and all this stuff, but for me it was like almost like a brand new territory.
If I hadn't have been listening to Keith and the Girl, I wouldn't have even known what this really was, you know. Same. What I mean, I would, like, as a concept, I would have been like, I don't know what. And even when I first heard it on Keith and the Girl, I was like, I remember being challenged in my brain to be like, I've never heard of this, is this even a thing, you know what I mean? Like, how can a person be quote unquote in the quote unquote wrong body, or feel that they're a different gender than they, you know, blah blah blah. And I went through that process, mm-hmm. listening and learning. Same. And reading up and shit.
Yeah, learning.
And a lot
terms.
Of people aren't gonna do that, you know. Most people aren't gonna read, most people aren't gonna go out and try to see voices to speak for themselves and shit like that. Most people are just happy to be like, well, I don't know none, and then they like, I'm gonna do what I want, you know. And you really can tell by when people get mad about something, then all of a sudden it's he and or her, or who, you know, like all the shit that, you know, they claim to be polite about in public or to be woke on or whatever, they let go, you know. It's just what people do. I'm at a point where I feel like I'm in between the new school generation of, you know, we get offended, we go make a Twitter thread and we need to have a conversation, and, you know, this was violence and this was this, and this was you know, microaggressions, blah blah blah. I'm not saying they're wrong for this stuff. Mm-mm. I'm just saying I'm not really of that generation.
Same.
I don't think I've embraced that enough to really speak that.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it.
Yes.
And then I'm also like one foot in, one foot out of the generation of, yeah, some interactions are just fucked up and you just go on with your life. And, you know, to be truthful, a happy medium is where I need to be. Well, in my opinion, I need to be sometimes shit is offensive and you do deserve to be like, hey, that was fucked up. And then sometimes, you know, for me personally, I think there's some grace in letting shit go sometimes. And not everything is a World War III event. Like yesterday we went out to eat, and when we was leaving, the waitress started talking about how much she didn't like Cam Newton and she loved Brett Favre, and mm-hmm. Cam Newton was he showboats too much, and Brett Favre, he would never showboat. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, Brett Favre used to throw touchdowns and then run 90 yards down the field, pick up the wide receiver, spin him in his arms like they were fucking Dirty Dancing, and then run over to the sideline. Yes, that was showboating. He didn't just walk over to the sideline or hand the ref the football. Like, nah, he was, you know, he was out there doing shit, but he did it in a white way. And, you know, I could have made some Twitter thread about it. Shit, I could be on here right now ranting about that woman and all this shit. But instead, I just, you know, gave her the tip I was going to give her and fucking left, and I'm like, that was weird, and just left. That was it.
Right, and you making me think how sometimes you gotta let shit slide, because we've been going to the basketball games, and normally when we go, normally we somewhere in the middle, and I think it's like this older black lady, like I caught her like two or three times. She normally is like, okay, baby, let me look in the bag, and we kept going. Last time we went, it was this white lady, and honey, she unzipped every fucking zipper I had.
Right.
I was looking at her like, ma'am, it has a lot of pockets. I know. And she picked up something, and what happened, you know, for your wireless headphones, it got earpieces to it, and it's like a plastic baggie. Like a small plastic baggie that's in it. So she picked it up. I was like, bitches, dogs outside sniffing for this shit. Do you think you gonna be the one person to fucking find drugs on somebody? Mm. And I had to calm myself down, because I was thinking, why the fuck are you unzipping every some fucking zipper that I have on this thing? Just look in the middle of the truck.
Like, that's, like I said, I feel like I float kind of where you're at, where I know this shit, but I'm just not, there's something about, I don't want to let every fucking thing trigger me.
Correct.
I don't want to be out of control. I don't want to be moved to anger on everything. And right. It's not that I never express anger. It's not okay to be angry. It's just sometimes the shit is just like, I roll annoying as opposed to World War III, you know?
And I was like, okay, you're not gonna ruin the experience I'm about to have at the game.
But shit happens. I just, you know, it's just not, you know, I just don't want to turn it into like a, you know, like a segment, you know what I mean? Right. Or a thread or a medium piece or whatever.
But that's just how I function. Yeah. I kind of pick and choose the things that I respond. If something has to be really, 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 really egregious for me to actually speak on it.
Right. So, all that to say, when this manager said, you look, man, you know, these conversations happen that you don't agree with, you just gotta do your job. What that manager is saying is, this conversation doesn't rise to the level that I would consider egregious. And that's because most people don't care about trans people. That's it.
Agreed.
It's not even deeper than that. It's if, cause, you know, not that black people have quote unquote privilege in this way, but to be fair, if somebody was in there saying nigger this and nigger that, there's more of a likelihood that someone would say, hey, no, get out of my restaurant. You can't be in here saying that shit.
Agreed.
I'm not saying they will always do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even saying this one would. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying in general, that's a thing where people kind of universally go, ooh, red flag, nigger, mm-hmm. on the play. 15-yard penalty.
Right. I gotta get you out of here.
Right. And I think, transphobia is not like that at all for most people. That is very acceptable. I've been in conversations with people that, you know, I'm telling them, like, this is why what you're saying is fucked up. And it's like they bask in the ignorance of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny to them to stay ignorant.
Right.
And that's a hard thing to fight through. And, yeah, these managers are cowards anyway. They're not going to have your back. Mm-mm. In most situations.
Most fast food or public, I guess, the service sector. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of them people don't have power. Or if they do have power, they don't want to use it or utilize it. Yeah,
these managers have power, but they just cowards. They the ones, you know, they're gonna go out there and comp a meal because you said you wouldn't wait on the transphobic table.
Right.
Okay, I'll go talk to them. Your meal's free. Steak's on the house. Okay, sorry about that. She also filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, a federal agency that enforces civil rights laws against workplace discrimination. Yeah, I wonder if she'll even,
I don't know, with this administration.
Nah, it's not about the administration. That's not what I'm saying. I wonder if she has a case under any administration, because
the
problem isn't she's trans. Mm-hmm. The problem is these people were transphobic.
Right.
Okay,
I see. Like, if she was trans,
they didn't have my back standing up to transphobia is different than, someone discriminated personally against me.
Correct.
So. Yeah,
with the EEOC,
that's gonna be a tough case.
They're gonna be like, oh, you were offended? Well, did it happen towards you? Was what, like, what grounds do you have? And it's gonna be one of those things where they're gonna be look at you and be like, hey, that's a free speech type of thing.
Yeah,
that may sound.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's necessarily free speech. It's just more about the fact that it didn't happen to you.
Correct.
It's fucked up. That's how it is. You know, it's fucked up that it's that way. But it's like if someone says something racist and you're like, I refuse to wait on those racist people, and people gonna look at you and be like, but you're white or whatever. Right, you know what I mean?
Like you outside of the matrix. What's wrong with you?
I mean, I hope she wins though, because that's
same.
That's fucked up. And then also, it's the customer that was transphobic, and then your job basically said they can hide behind, well, look, that's their personal, like you said, freedom of speech. We're not getting involved in all that. We just serving them grits, you know. So that's terrible, man.
Right.
But shout out to her for taking a stand, man.
Right.
That's like real talk, because that's some shit where you know in the moment you don't know that you got a job. I don't know if any of y'all ever been sent home from something like that, from a job like that. There's no job security, so you may have just walked out of your job for the last time,
mm-hmm.
while, you know, feeling like, you know, I'm not, you know, I just decided I'm you know, my manager, we're having a conflict, and you find out I don't have a job tomorrow.
Yeah, particularly if you work in a right to work state.
Right. Anyway, I hope she finds a better job than that bullshit working at that motherfucking place. Delta censors gay scenes from in-flight movies. Delta Airlines is being called out for censoring LGBTQ content from in-flight movies. One of the films they censor is Rocket Man. What? You took the gay shit out of Rocket Man? The fuck? What was left?
I haven't seen that yet.
Did the credits just start and then the Elton John?
Then we got to the end?
Like, they had like two performances
Did the credits stop? Like, Rocket Man. All right, the end. All right. Have a good one, guys.
Rocket Man. All right, y'all. And that was, I'm Elton John. Thank you, everybody. Woo!
Have a good night.
Yeah. Wow. They noticed that A Kiss Between Two Men was cut out of the in-flight entertainment.
Oh, so somebody was watching it going, I've seen this movie. The fuck is this?
Right.
No, somebody said they're going to change it, just Rocket.
Damn.
Yeah, just take out the word man.
Right. Wow. Entertainment Weekly Shanna Naomi Crunchmall was one of the passengers who noticed the edit. She also pointed out that the scene where John's manager abuses him was left in.
You left that part.
Listen, we can show someone
the violence.
Someone assaulting a gay man. Now that's fine. But we can't teach people to love.
Mm-mm.
What does it say that they edited the left in the scene of John Reed assaulting Elton, but removed any evidence of intimacy between them, or for that matter, Elton and any man? Delta also cut several elements from the teen comedy Booksmart, including a lesbian sex scene that director Olivia Wilde said was integral to the plot. The airline was also censored words like vagina and lesbian, while leaving other expletives like fuck.
Why do you even have, just take all your movie options off? The fuck is this? Like, this is stupid. Just be like, hey, everything gonna be kid friendly. The fuck is this?
I guess I'll watch John Wick for the 75th time.
All the violence. I can get all the violence I want now. Stab in the eye, face, leg. You can do that all day. But don't you dare be over here same sex kissing.
Delta said in a statement that its content parameters do not in any way ask for the removal of homosexual content from the film.
Why is it removed then?
They say they use a third-party service for in-flight entertainment. The company provides both the unedited and an edited version of a film. Delta goes to the edited version if there's anything in the unedited version that violates its content standards, even if other things are cut that Delta doesn't care about. That said, Delta is probably a major client for the third-party service and could request that the services either change the standards or create a third semi-edited version of films that meets the standards.
Right.
Because censoring queer scenes from movies while leaving in equivalent heterosexual scenes implies that there's something dirty and shameful about the same sex love. Exactly.
Right. And it's also, yeah, like to say, as many planes, we've flown Delta, everybody got it, they got it like everywhere. So y'all spending billions of dollars probably per year, at least millions of dollars per year on a lot of these in-flight movies that you're buying. So yeah, just go with the unedited version for everything then. Or either if you edit it, be like, look, don't edit it like this.
Always removes female symbol from packaging to include trans customers.
Good.
Longtime menstrual pad company Always has removed the female symbol from its packaging after an outcry from LGBTQ activists to make the labeling more inclusive of transgender and non-binary customers.
Because I'm going to tell you one thing. When I go get my menstruation shit, I'm not looking at that fucking symbol. Does it work? Does it do its goddamn job? I don't care if it got a cross, a bow, an arrow, a rainbow. Does it do what the fuck the product say it's supposed to do? Yes, I'm buying it.
Yeah, I really don't see what the problem is.
Me either.
And I saw people getting upset about this shit on social media, people outing themselves as transphobic. Because guess what, guys? A lot of cis women are transphobic and homophobic and shit too. Like, people love to say that men are trash and black men are the worst and all this shit too, but I'm telling you, man, we're all indoctrinated into white supremacy and patriarchy and homophobia and all this shit. Like, it was a news flash to some people, but I saw people like fighting the good fight on their page on some, like, I am shocked at all these women that I talk to all the time and now they're saying that they don't want this, and I'm like, yes, because what you talk to them about, in their minds, they're not giving up shit. Now, to me, this is such a symbolic thing. You're not giving up anything.
No.
But this is what inclusion means. Someone right. has to step off the dais. Inclusion means someone has to step off the podium. That's what inclusion is about. You know? Inclusion is, hey, the Oscar goes to a black person. Well, guess what that means? A white person didn't get the Oscar this year. Now, people love being for the shit in theory. Wow, we don't do enough. But what they picture in their mind is them winning, holding the Oscar up and giving a speech about how much they need inclusion. That's what I'm a white person talking about. We need to do better by black people. Anyway, see you next year when I win again. Right. Someone has to give up. And so people really feel like this symbol, which I guarantee fucking to you, they have never noticed or cared about before.
You know what? All my life, nigga, since I've been 9 years old, I have had some form of tampons, pads, or whatever. I'm like, look, does the wings flap? Yes, I'm fine as shit. I didn't care if the package was blue, orange, red. You could have gave it to me with a vibrator and a penis on the package. Does it do its job? And at the end of the day, that's all. They're not saying we're raising the prices. All they saying is we taking the packaging and we're going to change the symbol. That's it. This actually doesn't impact your life whatsoever.
Right. And I think also the thing is, normally it's straight men and white men in general being the face of the people that don't want to give up shit. The face of intolerance right. in America is normally, you know, some older straight white man in our minds. But here you got a lot of women being like, oh hell nah, fuck that shit, you know. And then people are shocked because they're like, women aren't supposed to be like this. Well, you know what, black people aren't supposed to be homophobic, you know. Gay people not supposed to be racist, you know.
It happens.
Women not supposed to be misogynistic. Like, there's a lot of people in groups that you think, well, they would know from their oppression not to then turn around and do it to somebody else, and yet here we are. And the fact that this was such a tiny symbolic thing for women to give up, quote unquote, and such a huge symbolic victory for somebody, for trans women, trans men, for, you know, for people, for other people, it was a victory.
Right.
And the thing is, when you make it an ultimatum of, we lost, therefore these people won, therefore I'm going to be mad at, quote unquote, these people. That's what the fuck happened.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, everybody fucking wins.
And you gave nothing up.
Didn't give up shit, and everybody fucking won. If you could give somebody a victory and you didn't have to give up shit, what's so wrong about that?
Right.
Like, why does that infuriate so many people? But if you look around, the vast majority of our arguments in society are like social big quote unquote conversations. All of those social conversations operate almost on the same fucking premise. I'm not actually losing much.
Mm-mm.
And someone else is gaining a lot, but I have made it me versus them, so I don't even want to give them a little bit of mine. It's billionaires going on TV crying about someone saying, I want to raise taxes to X percent on y'all, and they're crying because they're like, now I'm gonna still have, and will I still have billions and billions of dollars? Of course I'll still have billions and billions of dollars, but this means other people will get some of my billions of dollars and use it for schools or roads or what, like societal things, or to pay off student loans. I'm not okay with that. And that's where people go in their head, is it, instead of going, well, that's fair. I do live in this country and have taken every advantage of it, and one of the few places where you can even make money like the way I fucking made money. And if that means I have to put some money back to help the other people that helped me out, cool. You know, it's why CEOs don't want to come up off of no change and then get mad when someone tries to say raise minimum wage. Okay, well, we'll move to China if you motherfucking want some more minimum wage. Y'all better eat that fucking Soylent Green and shut the fuck up. So it's that. And in this case, we're not talking about billionaires, we're not talking about rich people, we're just talking about people that are just women who have gotten to be identified and seen as women their whole lives, who are now saying, wait a minute, you're taking a symbol off of a box that fuck you,
that nobody fucking paid attention to. Nobody. When I tell you nobody,
right?
If so, they would have taken it off and not made the announcement, you wouldn't have fucking cared. So that goes to tell you that you don't care.
Right. Yeah, so it's just fucked up, man. And it was just so unnecessary, because you could have just celebrated, like, welcome to the party, y'all, you know. Now it's like, no, go back to your shame corner. I hate you. You didn't even know I hate you, and I've been over here hating your ass. Like, what the fuck? Shout out to Always, though. I wonder if other companies are gonna do it.
You know what? It's one of those things where when you're the first to do it, everybody sits back and watch your sales. And if they sales fuck around and go up, other people gonna do it too. They might not make a quote unquote announcement about it. You all of a sudden you look down the aisle and ain't nobody gonna have no sign.
The new packaging doesn't start until 2020.
Oh, next year?
Yeah. So now I guess I'm just picturing like really homophobic women. I mean, really transphobic women going and buying all the packages that still got the female symbol on them, and just hoarding them. Like, let me just go buy me a storage unit of nothing. I hate trans people so much. Okay, I hate trans men so much. I'm going to buy. I don't ever want to share. I don't even want to be on the same packaging as them.
Yeah, the way they boycott. Wow. And it's one of those things. What are you going to be like? The nurse never move for the, I got some pads that they brand spanking new. They got the symbol, y'all.
NRFB. That's what trans people need to do. Buy up all the boxes now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a drought.
Right.
And then sell them back to the transphobic people at that premium.
Make your money.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Now you done came up off of them, their ignorance.
Come
okay?
on.
Like, I got them.
I got them new. I got that
classic edition. Okay.
I got them never removed from box, baby. I got them extra wide, extra wings. What you know about that?
NRFB. Okay.
Come on. I got the kind that got the silent rip, you know, because when you do pads, everybody know you're on your period, because it's like, you're like, god damn, why this shit so fucking loud?
I got the symbol for the artist formerly known as Prince on my box, okay?
Come on.
This is the remix. They don't even got this out right now, player. Go ahead and get you some.
Come on, I got that. My shit so new, it throw itself in the trash.
That's gonna be $20 extra dollars. No, it don't do nothing special. It don't throw itself in the trash. No.
It don't do nothing special.
It just is, Karen, we're only selling these to transphobic people, so they don't get no extra.
Oh, my bad.
It just got the symbol on the box, but it's gonna cost you twice as much. That's all. Like, you stupid enough to do it. You know? Like, get ahead of this.
Make your money. Be out there like the Popeye employees.
And then you go right in and buy you a box for the price it's supposed to be. And now you got an extra $20. You know? I'm just saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Let's move on. Was there any good news? Apple CEO Tim Cook says being gay is not a limitation. It's God's greatest gift. Now, I'm sure he's probably a billionaire and Apple is an evil company and all that shit. But, I think it's dope that he's out here speaking out loudly and loving himself. He says he doesn't regret coming out publicly in 2014, and he calls being gay God's greatest gift. He became the first openly gay CEO of Fortune 500 company 5 years. What?
That makes sense.
The first openly gay CEO of a Fortune 500 company 5 years ago?
Yeah. Even if they've been, nobody's going to publicly, because your sales would tank. You know, people lose their fucking minds. People protest.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. The reason I find it to be insane is because CEO is such a, like, the boss position. You know what I'm saying? So you would think somebody would be like, I'm the CEO. Yeah, I'm gay. I suck dicks. Fuck you. What you gonna do about it, bitch? I run this company. Give me my golden parachute. I'm leaving to another company before y'all find out I've been embezzling. Like, that's what I always picture CEOs doing. Meanwhile, you got, like, you can literally buy and sell everybody you come in contact with, and you gotta be in the closet. That's,
I can see I can see their fear of going, I don't want to impact the business by saying something. I don't want to impact our customers, our vendors, you know, cause people get stupid over shit like this.
I understand. It's just like, you're not wrong at all. Obviously, I'm the one that, I'm just surprised. That's all. I'm just surprised.
I'm surprised.
Only five years ago.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's been five. Like,
so you say it should actually be shorter.
I thought it was shorter, you know what I'm saying? Maybe because that's the way I feel. And I guarantee you there probably has been, you know, gay CEOs and shit.
Oh, there's
like
definitely
that.
Been them, but openly gay?
Right, openly.
This is the first one, and it only started 5 years ago.
Yeah, one to be like, yeah, bitch, and what you gonna do about it?
Wow. Well, I've never denied my sexuality. I haven't publicly acknowledged it either until now. So let me be clear. I'm proud to be gay, and I consider being gay among the greatest gifts God has given me. He reiterated that same sentiment in a recent interview with People on En Español, saying that being gay is not a limitation. It's God's greatest gift. Well, I know the homophobic church people mad about that. Mm-hmm. Asked about his coming out, he said he has not regretted it for 1 minute, not at all. And he noted that getting notes from kids who were struggling with their sexual orientation, he said they were depressed. Some said they had suicidal thoughts. Some had been banished by their own parents and family. It weighed on me in terms of what I could do. From there, I really decided there's been a lot of people that came before me that made it possible for me to sit here today, and I needed to do something to help those people that were in the younger generation. He also reiterated that he strongly believes that being gay is a gift from God. I think there's many meanings behind this. One is it was his decision, not mine. Two, at least for me, I can only speak for myself, it gives me a level of empathy that I think is probably much higher than average, because being gay or trans, you're a minority. He added that he's not saying that I understand the trials and tribulations of every minority group, because I don't, but said that he does understand that for one of the groups, and to the degree that it helps, gives you a lens on how other people may feel. I think that's a gift in and of itself. And he ultimately wants LGBTQ youth to know that life gets better. You can have a great life filled with joy. Gay is not a limitation. It's a characteristic that I hope they view, like I do, that is God's greatest gift. The 59-year-old, who was also leader of the first company to be worth $1 trillion last week, accepted the GLSEN Champion Award along with Oscar-winning actress Octavia Spencer. Cook read one of the letters from LGBTQ people he mentioned during his People interview from a 67-year-old closeted man in 2014. While accepting his award, he dedicated the award presented by the anti-LGBTQ bullying organization to the letter's author and congratulated GLSEN for his work over the past three decades. Shout out to that's dope. I think that's a good story to get out on. Please don't write up here and tell me how terrible he is and what's wrong with Apple. I get it.
I get it too.
Everything's trash, but yeah, I'm just saying.
I get it too. And I know Samsung did it 3 years ago. I understand that too, y'all.
I know. Mrs. Spann.
It's okay.
Don't write up here and tell us how Samsung already had the gay CEO and Apple's late. We know.
We know. We understand.
All right. In other news, podcast hosts delete their T.I. Hyman episode and apologize for laughing. That's unfortunate. So the host of that Ladies Like Us podcast issued a statement Thursday admitting that they should not have laughed following his comments about the long debunked practice of checking them hymens. And they said, to everyone confused, angry, and hurt by the recent episode of Ladies Like Us, we want to start off by saying that we sincerely apologize for our knee-jerk reaction to the uncomfortable topic. We were completely caught off guard, shocked, and looking back, we should have reacted much differently in the moment.
And they probably laughed because it was like, I don't know how... A lot of times people go, I don't know how to respond to this.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest, like, things as a person is I laugh at uncomfortable situations almost reflexively. Like, there's no thought put into it. Like, you could say something horrible to me, and more than likely, my first response is to laugh. It's why we do Guess the Race and fucking with Black people, is because my response to, I mean, horrible things is, oh my God, this is ridiculous, and my brain is like, laugh before I can fucking even think about it.
Oh, you can process
it. And then I start processing, I'm like, well, that's terrible, you know. Now I didn't listen to their show, so I don't know the context, and if maybe they sat there for the rest of the episode and they didn't say shit, or maybe they were so stunned, or maybe they agreed with them. I don't know because I didn't listen to it, and I guess I'll never be able to listen to it now they deleted it. But I don't know. I kind of feel bad for them because then they started getting a lot of one-star reviews on from angry commenters who ain't never listened to their podcast.
And never.
That same call-out culture, quote-unquote, thing. Fans and other celebrities immediately went on the attack via Twitter, calling Atlanta-based rapper disgusting, possessive, controlling, and just plain uninformed about the long debunked theory that an attack hymen. And yeah, they really were mad at T.I. and took it out on them.
Right. They happened to get the stray bullets of his actions.
The comments that were made and the reaction that followed are not in any way a reflection of our personal views on the topic. We support and love women and feel that their bodies are theirs to do as they wish. There was absolutely no ill intent towards any party involved, and we feel deeply awful about the entire incident. We are not perfect, take full accountability for our lack of action, and are continuously learning along the way. We know an apology doesn't make this go away. We welcome the discussion, and that's what our podcast is about.
All right, so now nobody can actually hear it. They was just like, fuck it. It's just not worth the heat dealing with.
Yeah, I'm not them, and you really can't tell people what to do with their shit. But correct. I personally wouldn't have deleted it.
Me either.
You know, I just don't. I think I get it. I mean, how this day and age, you just want the heat off of you. But I just feel like, you know,
they're gonna be mad regardless.
Also, it's not even about them being mad. It's part of your personal journey and integrity. This is what's fucking wrong with people. They shame them out of being imperfect,
right?
And so now the easiest thing to do is to delete it, wait a long time, and just pretend the shit never happened, as opposed to, you know, because I guarantee their next podcast they're gonna address it,
right?
So now what are you addressing? I can't even hear the original thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I personally feel like, you know, you leave that shit up and it's like, yeah, I was not my best self in this moment, and I hope to be better in the future. Like, I fucked up. And you know what the fucked up part is? Everybody on their comments has fucked up in this way at some point too. Everyone. Right. Everyone.
Right.
You've been in a situation where you didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Where the person that said something to you was either a person you held in high esteem, mm-hmm. or a person that, you know, something like, you were in a situation where you didn't get it right the first time. And that's how you learn. Cause then you go, next time I'll know what to do. And especially with a podcast, shit, we've done shows where we've had guests where I'm like, man, I push back on this shit, but I'm thinking to myself later, like, should I even have this person on? You know, can we even fuck with this person? Is it bringing us down? You know what? That was a learning curve. That was an experience. Right. That wasn't something we knew right away. That was shit. When you do a show like this, you don't even know what the fuck people gonna say, because we're doing it all live, improv.
Hey, come on.
You know, like, we're not gonna get it perfect or right every time, but sometimes you're forming thoughts on the fly. You're like, well, what about this angle? What about that thing? You know, it may take several discussions to get to a fine tune, like, this is how I feel about this 100%, and now I know for a fact. So I just feel like they are also, once again, victims, quote unquote, of this situation with T.I. Like,
right, because they're daughter, not the problem.
Right, like, everyone catching heat, you know, or paying some consequences and some prices behind this are not him, because he gets to go on and do whatever he wants to, because for the most part, what he said is very normalized. Mm-hmm. While the hymen checking thing may be obviously ridiculous, the idea behind
the concept,
it,
right,
that is not. Mm-mm. That is something that's very normalized. It's every father talking about, I'm gonna get my shotgun and take a prom picture with you and your date, or, you know, when a boy comes over, I'm gonna pull him to the side and threaten him real quick. It's that shit is very normalized, you know, whether it's these promise rings and shit. Like, so what's wild is that the accountable people become the people that were so uncomfortable they laughed, as opposed to challenging him. Well, now they're the problem, as opposed to, you know, this nigga who said the shit. And also, like, real talk, you're on a podcast, I don't think you're responsible to have to, like, challenge someone you're interviewing. Like, I literally think if you're interviewing somebody and they say something fucked up, the real responsibility of you is to let them get their opinion out
and represent themselves and not to try to fix them for everyone else or fix them for themselves. Now, I'm not saying you sit there and you just go, well, whatever you say goes, but in general, like, you can be like, yeah, I didn't agree with him, and that's how the fuck he feel. I asked the question, that's the job, you know? So there was a lot of ways to view this, but it just sucks that they took it down. I think taking it down is not right. Good.
So, like you said, you're gonna have people now that go, let me hear it now. Everybody fill out online, let me go hear what this thing is about. And now it's gone. Like you say, you're gonna address it on the next episode, and like you say, I can't even go back and hear it in its original context.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think maybe as content producers, we just, well, I you know, speaking for myself, I just view this differently, especially as someone that interviews people. I've interviewed people where I'm like, I don't agree with this shit, but this is, I'm interviewing you to get your opinion, not to give you mine or to run over your opinion with what I said, you know, like, for the, in general, you know, sometimes you have to be like, and then when someone says something crazy, sometimes the only thing you got is laughing. I remember we had a dude that started talking about living like being a survivalist and using arrows and so, and we was just like looking at, we was in the house looking at each other like, the fuck, what can we do other than laugh at this shit? Like, the race war's coming and then, okay, cool, bro. Appreciate you coming on the show. Like,
I mean, that's in the way back tank. I
can't fix that.
No, I can't either. Like, I think I remember who it is, yeah. But I don't want to tank the name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Man, it's been so long. We had so many guests over the years. We've done 2,000 shows almost. So, yeah, like, is, you know, that's not counting behind a paywall. So, yeah, people say shit, man, and it's not, oh, you don't always have a snappy report, the snappy comeback. And not to mention, because it's not scripted or whatever the fuck, you really can't say, you don't know what they're gonna say. So you didn't prepare some talking points.
You did not.
With T.I. Because he just hit you with a curveball out of nowhere.
This was not on the agenda.
Or some crazy shit, and you just like, this is crazy. The fuck is this?
I looked at my notes, and this was not on my notes.
Are you joking? Are you serious? You know, but.
Right, are you serious?
Let me reiterate. I have not heard the clip in context or the show. So maybe they really were sitting on there clucking it up with him and being like, haha, yeah, it's funny that you do that. And if that's the case, then they caught hell for it. I can't be mad at that either, if it sound like they agree with him. But the way they're describing it, it sound like they laughed and people took that as agreement, and laughter is not agreement.
It is not. It's a lot of fucked up shit I laugh at I don't agree with.
It's that Twitter shit, man. Like, if laughter was agreement, that would mean, like, when we do fucking with black people, we like, yes, paint nigger on the school, woohoo, get him, buddy. Like, nah, it's just, it's funny because it's ridiculous. T.I. is a ridiculous man. Anyway, his daughter unfollowed him and her family on social media.
Yeah, that shit got to be a lot. It got to be a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like I said before, it's dangerous, and you made her a target because now, you know, she's going to school and shit. So now you're going to have people flooding and following her around campus. You don't know what danger that you put her in.
Not to mention, like, the fact that we even know that means people are watching her account so closely. They know who she follows and who she doesn't. And they're, like, checking in to see if she follows and who she doesn't. Like, that's what that means, you know? And, I mean, more than anything, like, on a personal level, I feel for her just because, as fucked up, people have fucked up parents. A lot of people got fucked up parents.
A lot of them.
A lot of people got good parents that do fucked up shit sometimes.
Right, agreed.
You know, parents fuck up too. But what they don't have is parents that are fucking super famous and go on podcasts and tell their business.
Right.
Like, it's one thing to have to deal with this shit privately, like the way she must have been dealing with this for the last 2 years. And then to have him brag about it is a whole nother level that, you know, now it's affecting her peer group. You know, like you said, her school, her social media.
Right, because then she becomes prey. You know, nigga, like, I've worked on a college campus, and that be the thing. It's, hey, let's get as many female freshman girls who are virgins.
Well, that's the thing, whether you're famous or not. So,
correct.
But my thing is just more like, it's embarrassing. Like,
right.
You know, dude, people are going to be trying to fuck T.I.'s daughter that's been happening,
right?
But this next level of I now know your business, that they didn't know that. Like, they might have known she's T.I.'s daughter, blah blah blah. They weren't sitting around knowing the intimate details of her private parts. That's a real huge violation. And I don't expect a dude like T.I. to ever admit, own up to that or whatever. You know, I hope he does, but I don't expect him to. He doesn't seem to be the type to be like, I was wrong for that and I apologize and blah blah blah.
Right, because that breaks a trust. And you know, and it's fucked up because something similar to that happened to me when I was younger. But you know, we didn't have the internet and shit like that.
Your parents weren't T.I.
Correct.
So it's just different. Even if, like, I already, you know me, I already don't fuck with them videos of my child got bad grades, so I gave him a haircut, and I'm posting it on Facebook, and, you know.
I don't think they funny.
Disciplining your kid for the internet has always been real whack to me.
Right.
And I'll never be convinced that it's not whack. But, yeah, but just, like, what he did also is he's famous.
Right.
So it's even worse than just, like, a regular parent going viral. Like, everyone know who T.I. is. That, like, just fucking stupid, man.
Right. So, you know, she randomly got, and my thing is that there were people that you know, family members that knew me, but it's completely different. You have fucking strangers like that. That shit ain't the same.
Everybody parent probably done some shit to embarrass them at some point, or said some wild shit that was over the top, or told somebody your business that you felt was your private business. I'm not, like I said, I'm trying to be fair and be like, I can get how that could be fucked up,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And not be to this level.
Correct.
Like, this is a whole nother level.
Different level
just because of who he is.
Right. That's whole point.
Right. On top of what he did, because kids, especially young girls, deal with that's why I think this resonated with so many, especially so many black women who were once young black girls. It resonated with so many because it's like, I have had experiences of people trying to own my body, sexualize my body, control my body, all this stuff my whole life. And so it took a lot of people right back to that little girl they were.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, he's T.I. and he told everybody. Like, what? Like, that's such the next level. That's like that's like regular fucked up parenting squared or whatever, times 100. God, man, what? Man, that poor girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
Women in Japan have been told not to wear glasses at work to avoid looking cold and unfeminine.
What? Oh, y'all expect y'all air rate to go through the roof, bitch? If I can't see, what is happening here?
Yeah, they're saying they need to get contacts.
What happened if I can't afford contacts?
I don't know. They aren't being treated as just medical aids, while people being teased for wearing glasses is a new phenomenon. Having them entirely banned at work takes the problem to a whole new extreme. A Japanese woman who chose to remain anonymous, Miss A, is in her 20s and works as a receptionist in a major department store, where she said she's been banned from wearing glasses while working. The main responsibilities of her role are providing customer service as well as lending out strollers and wheelchairs to customers. She explains that her superior had told her glasses are prohibited. He said this as though it were obvious. I told myself at the time that we weren't allowed glasses because we need to look feminine, and that it just wouldn't do to wear them. Now that I think about it, perhaps it was that they wanted us all to look uniform, she said, as though we were part of some kind of gymnastic squad.
Y'all gonna provide these contacts?
Yeah, she has to wear contact lenses for what works out to about 12 hours a day. Oh, that's way too long. Her eyes are so irritated from dryness and fatigue that she will sometimes just close her eyes for the duration of her breaks. There are times when it's bad, whatever I do, and there are other mornings where I just think to myself, I wish I could wear glasses.
Right, who gives a fuck? And you're probably doing this for fucking men.
Yep.
Who gives a fuck? Can you see? Can you do your job effectively?
Yeah, the only thing is, I don't see... I'm reading this article and I can't tell if it's just her or if they're trying to say it's all of Japan, because it's very much about her. It's a lot of quotes from her and her workplace, but I don't see how they're turning it into this is what's going on in Japan.
Might be her employer, whoever she works for.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
Or either, not trying to find it, it might be just her.
According to a survey by Business Insider Japan, women who work in showrooms have a very narrow set of rules covering hair color, nails, and glasses. A female student in her 20s responded to the survey saying, in the hospitality sector, I was told to switch to contact lenses because wearing glasses is unhygienic. Even if glasses aren't prohibited, some women were told by their employers that they simply don't like women wearing glasses.
Some man told them.
Yeah, see, they're not naming companies. They're saying it's from a survey, but they only interviewed two people. I don't know, I'm a little dubious about the findings of these articles, only because I think we like to do this thing in America where, you know, a few Japanese people had a problem and then we get to be like, look at their society, isn't it so misogynistic and fucked up? And the thing that I'm thinking when I'm reading this is, this is shit we do here.
Come on.
Maybe not glasses in particularly, but women definitely get, like, look at a dress code at any fucking corporate job you ever had. Look at the dress code for men versus dress code for women.
Women's is a mile fucking long.
So it might as well be its own fucking page in the manual. Men have like three things you can't wear and women can't wear nothing. So, I'm a little, I don't know about this article. No. I would like to see some actual, like, I thought maybe a law had been passed or something.
Right.
But now it just kind of feels more like, you know, it could just be a fucked up workplace or two. Or something, or you know what I'm saying, like a fucked up in general view of women that we have everywhere, you know? So, I don't know. Anyway.
What about accent? Is it News One Japan? I don't know.
Is it News from Japan?
News One Japan. I'm assuming that must
be. The link?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a joke, Karen. Oh. Because News One does. Remember they did the article about Elizabeth Warren? That was a joke. Callback.
My bad.
Good callback, by the way. All right. Let's see. What else? Instagram will test hiding likes in the U.S. starting next week. Yeah, I haven't. It still shows likes to me.
Me too.
It's still dry snitches when you go like Instagram booty pic. It's like so and so liked this pic too.
And here's all your friends that like the booty pic too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Is you click on it and it says this person that's your friend liked it too. Now I think they took off the thing that shows the activity of so and so like this, so and so like that, which I don't even know why that was ever on there. That's, you know, but for me personally, I just don't care because I just am open about that I'm there to look at butts. So, like, you're not going to shame
y'all
me.
Y'all know why I came.
Like, you're never going to, you didn't catch me looking at butts. I was looking at butts. It's a place where, listen, I'm Tina Belcher. I love butts. And it's a place where people go, look at my butt. And I'm like, oh, you can just, you want me to look at your butt? Well, of course. I have no moral qualms about this. Mm-mm. It's the rest of y'all fake ass liars that had to go like a bunch of pictures of kittens so you can get one picture of some butts, like, or you just scrolling through butts and you don't even like them, which is like, really, if you think about it, kind of fucked up, because like the currency on there is likes and you're not even sending them a like. If Reagan K is gonna shake her cheeks for me, then I'm gonna give her a heart, because I appreciate the effort, sis.
Let her know so you can keep the content coming.
You didn't get an HD camera for me to not like it.
Come on. And she talking about the good one, the one that no matter how fast her butt cheeks clap, it's still clear.
But yeah, they're taking off likes because fuck with people's self-esteem and shit. To which I say, what the fuck am I supposed to get my self-esteem now?
Well.
For myself? Are you insane?
I got to look within. Fuck that.
That's impossible. Mm-mm. I need people to like my things. If people not liking my fits,
what then, am I doing it for?
Then what's the point? Okay?
You're making this counterproductive.
Now I'm out here trying to, like, be somebody and shit.
And do something with my life.
And work on the things inside of myself. Mm-mm. And my own insecurities. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
No, I might have to fuck around and go to therapy. No, thank you.
Mm-mm. Y'all can keep that shit.
Mm-mm. I might have to think about shit and analyze shit and use critical thinking skills. Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all already lost me when you had that fucking screen time notification on your iPhone. Like, you know how much time you looking at Instagram? Like, none of your fucking business, iPhone.
And it show do every Sunday and be like, you know what you did this week? Doop.
Mm-mm, I turned it off.
Oh, you turned yours off?
No. I don't need to know that shit. I'm looking at butts.
Ooh. The ghetto. The ghetto. The ghetto.
ghetto.
Maybe I'm, because I started be like, oh, I'm spending too much time. So I started kind of curtailing how much time, and I was like, oh, my number's going down.
Do whatever you need to do. I just turned it off. I don't need that shit in my life. Another disappointment I gotta have in my life for y'all. The fuck? I didn't buy a phone.
Somebody else be like, you ain't shit.
Buy a phone to be disappointed in myself. What kind of feature is that?
This phone costs too much to be disappointed.
That's like if your Fitbit sent a, like, if your Fitbit start changing the alerts from motivational shit to like, damn fat ass, when you gonna take a walk? You'll be like, man, what kind of shit is this?
Oh, I throw that shit in the trash.
That's what it feels like every time I get that alert. So I turned it off. Plus, I noticed I don't be on Instagram that long. Why? Because I'm just looking at butts, y'all. That's the point. It's no reason. I don't even know how people spend a lot of time on Instagram. It's just like, oh, there's some butts. Cool. Like, and turn it off. That's it. Check to see if anybody like my shit. Okay. Cool. And butts. And I'm out.
Ah!
All right. Let's see what other news we can talk about. I guess we can do, you know what? No, I don't want to do fucking with black people today. Not that anything's particularly wrong with that. Just feel like skipping it today.
Okay.
How about instead we do some white people news?
Let's do it.
It's been a while since I did some white people news. Let me see if I can find, some good white people news. So this isn't like a video to play for y'all, because it's one of those ones where it's just a picture,
okay,
of like the art for the song.
Okay,
so I'm not gonna share my screen because there's just no point, but
dropping beats, boom!
Right, rewind,
remix,
rewind selector. What? Oh man, well, good for them. Okay, take all the white people shit, guys. Take it all back. Put air horns under it. Fuck them. I don't care.
air horns make everything sound better.
But first, before we get into white people news, gotta talk about the man that white people elected, Donald Trump. A judge says House Democrats can have Mueller grand testimony materials cause impeachment probe official. Yeah, he getting impeached, y'all. Well, they starting them proceedings. He probably won't get impeached, but he's starting those proceedings on them. then Republicans gonna do what we knew it doesn't do. And then I better not hear any of you motherfuckers complain about it, because this is what the fuck y'all asked for.
That's my thing.
Everybody said, all the people that was kind of against it was like, okay, but it's gonna be pointless because, you know, Republicans, it don't matter what the fuck they find, they're gonna not vote for this. So when that comes to pass, because they are trying to start this shit ASAP, so when it comes to pass and the shit don't happen, I better not hear no motherfucking complaints about the Democrats, because they did what the fuck you said, and you better take your ass out and vote too. You talked all this shit. Come on. Do your part. They might not get them out with a impeachment, but you know what can? You taking your ass out and voting against them. Oh, man. Donald Trump announces the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
And I didn't believe him, and I don't think that's true. I think they said he lied about that.
What?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you don't even do the news on this show. Why are you are so out of pocket right now. Look that up and make sure that that's true then. Find that out.
Okay, because he lied about everything. I'm like, did he die?
They have video of the raid.
Okay.
You are so...
I don't believe nothing that nigga say.
Oh my God. What are you doing?
I'm like, he made that shit up.
What kind of loose cannon shit is this? What are you doing right now? Good grief.
I'm Black Twitter. I don't believe nothing that man says.
What kind of hotel shit is happening on my own podcast? No, we are a fact-based show, Karen. Just because you don't like the man does not mean he didn't fucking kill that dude. They got the tapes of it and shit, just like when they did the raid on Osama bin Laden. You know they got the tape. I think they even released that bullshit. Oh my God.
That nigga lied about everything. I was like, that nigga ain't dead. We gonna fuck around the next week. He gonna be like, I am not dead.
He was happy as hell about the canine and shit. Like, they used a canine. They call it a canine. I call it a dog. I call them dogs. I was like, this motherfucker.
I'm glad you the news checker, cause I heard that. I thought, we gonna see a video of that nigga in the tunnel somewhere, a cave.
You and
I didn't. I'm not okay. Dead.
You and the ADOS people gonna be over there with the conspiracy, thinking he's still alive. Oh my God!
I don't believe nothing that man says.
Democrats will hold full-scale vote on impeachment. Said that already. United States formally starts process of pulling out of Paris climate change treaty that was on the ballot. You motherfuckers voted for a dude that don't believe in climate change, so he won't get us in any wars. Well, we're losing the war against the planet, so there's that one,
right? The one that matters.
Trump opens new portal to hell by promoting MAGA challenge rap contest on Twitter. I don't know if you heard of this one already, Karen. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh, they rapping on the ones and threes.
It's a MAGA challenge, and they have people submitting rap to Donald Trump.
Get a smooth 5 bars. What's happening here?
I don't know how many.
I have a lot of friends who tell me that I shouldn't support Donald
Trump. It's not 5 bars. Like, it's like long songs. I saw a whole verse of it and everything. Oh, it's one nigga wearing a super duper MAGA hat.
Oh, you got
it looked like the hat from Mario Brothers.
Oh,
like that's how big the hat is on his head. His name is, I guess, Bryson Gray. He's from Greensboro, so
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh,
the home of Fonte, you know.
Oh,
because I'm Black, which is sort of insane because it's politics. I can support whoever the hell I want to support. But look.
First of all, his hat looks like the hats that they had on the club with the little people and I'ma Get You Sucker, when they had the little people in the hats and they had guns and they had to shoot out. That's how big his hat looked, like when Pharrell had them big ass hats.
Yeah,
he tried to make a thing for a while and everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing, Pharrell? You like Mayor McCheese. Anyway, back to the verse.
Hey, that's an intro, that MAGA boy. Call me what you want, cause they don't matter, boy. I just speak the truth, it's something they don't understand. This white liberals trying to tell me who I am. Don't put me in groups cause I'm my own man. I said I wasn't Democrat and lost a few friends. Radio stop playing me, I lost a few fans. Tell me I'm a victim, put the power in my hands. I am not a victim, I am not oppressed. They
keep taking shots, so I might buy a vest. They sent her with my MAGA hat, I told them say less. I bought the biggest MAGA hat, I did it just to flex. Wear it every day just to make them boys upset. I can't be controlled by nobody or a check. They call me a coon, I'm not impressed. They don't like the truth, so the least they gon' suppress. You can't bear the facts, man. If they can control me, cause I'm a black man. Hey, tell them tip I own lap, man. Why? So don't try to be Batman. Ooh. Hey, that's an intro, that MAGA boy. Call me what you want, cause they don't matter, boy. I just speak the truth, that's something they don't understand. Why these white liberals trying to tell me who I am? Don't put me in groups, cause I'm my own man. I said I wasn't Democrat and lost a few friends. Radio stop playing me, I lost a few fans. Don't tell me I'm a victim, cause the power in my hands.
Woo! That beat go hard.
Hey, those some hot coon bars right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, like, look, I get it that y'all don't like the material and the, and don't agree with the rap, but let's be frank, I don't agree with a lot of rap. Okay, I don't pimp women. I don't kill my own people.
I don't smack hoes.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things I don't do in the raps I listen to, but I gotta say that coon has some bars, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He had
on beat and everything.
Yeah, that Sambo heat, man. He was shucking the jobbing on them fools.
Come on.
Oh, man. What kind of bootleg hat did she got? Her hat is not even an official MAGA hat. She just took a regular hat. Or scribble with crayon
MAGA
on a piece of paper and attach it to her head. Ma'am. Wow, this dude right here look like a thick ass Elon James White, but
aww,
with a MAGA hat.
He does
hat.
Though. He looked just damn. Like him. He looked just like
they
him.
They really went.
I know that's not him, but he looks like him.
This is the most ragtag collection of Negroes since fucking Breaking Two extras. For Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo, like,
yes.
who are these Negroes? Coon bars. Is there another verse? Is that it? Is the rest just them dancing?
Yeah, it's that MAGA girl.
Oh, it's more. No.
Oh no. Oh no.
They got a MAGA woman rapper too. Oh no,
oh,
man.
No.
Oh. 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 They got a Nicki Jemima. Oh man. Oh, oh no.
No, no.
Oh, this is terrible.
It should be obvious cause you know that we run the world. And I got all these liberals that he hating on me. If you saying white is what you wanna be. But all I wanna do is set the captives free and make enough noise to say the babies. And get my people all welfare. They say I'm crazy and that I don't care. Hey, but it's for us to wake up. I swear some of this shit you can't make up. Hey, we got 100 different genders. It don't matter cause Trump is the winner. Hey,
and it's an intro that MAGA boy.
Her verse was not as good as the first dude verse. Like, I felt, I mean, it wasn't as bad as none of these verses are as bad as I thought they would be. If I'm being fair,
really bad.
I really thought they'd be offbeat and rhythmless, but I guess this is what these Negroes are here for. I mean, even when you're cooning on twos or fours.
Come on,
gotta give it to them.
Call me what you want, cause they don't matter, boy. I just speak the truth and something I don't understand. All these white liberals trying to tell me who I am. Fuck with me.
Yo, I want no one in the Bobby Schmurter just make America great again.
Yes!
I want no one to flip this shit up. Hat still ain't came down.
Come on.
Oh man. That's what they need to do. When Bobby get out of jail, they need to show him coming out of jail and then the hat come down and he catch it.
Yeah.
Cause you know how in the video he just threw that hat up. It was like, where the fuck that hat go?
Ain't never see it again.
That should be when he come out of jail, the hat come down and he just get back to jamming.
Cause I'm my own man. I said I wasn't Democrat and lost a few friends. Radio stop playing me, I lost a few fans. Don't tell me I'm a victim cause the power in my hands.
Yep. Okay, MAGA challenge September Rain Septimo. Okay.
Okay.
So is he gonna rap next?
I don't know. Is he making a beat? I don't know what's happening.
Why is he looking like Guru?
Power in my hands, so now you understand that.
Okay, so first of all, you know he's serious because he did the doubles on his verse. Okay, everybody else just did the regular, like, I'm rapping one time. He rapped his verse twice and then put the double underneath it so that it sound more powerful. I see, so he really coming with the coon heat. Okay, We okay, let's get checking on it.
Before I wear that shit like a badge, I was born a sad. So you know I'm philosophical. These left wing policies, they all diabolical, illogical. Yo, they coming for your guns, your voice, your freedom, your daughters and your sons. So you better run. No, not physically, politically. Express my free speech through the magic of soliloquy. You feeling me? With my MAGA style slow. These liberals be hating cause we finally said no. Every day we grow MAGA proud and we let it show. Trump 2020, are you with me? Let them know. Let them know. Let them know.
That was probably the best verse of the three. Now I will say this though, why isn't Kanye picking any of these coons up? Mm-hmm. See, they don't even look out for their own coons, dog. Kanye is the best producer for beats, man, in the game.
He could have made them a flame ass beat.
Like, he could have had y'all, you know,
had
what I'm
all bassy and shit. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even get y'all a feature on Sunday Service. It's kind of fucked up, man.
Come on.
Coons not even looking out for other coons.
Coons ain't
days,
sticking,
man,
together. I thought it took a coon village.
Oh, Isaiah Washington!
What's happening here?
Is he gonna rip? Why these white liberals trying to tell me who I am? Don't put me in groups cause I'm my own man. I said I wasn't Democrat and lost a few friends. Radio stop playing me, I lost a few fans. Don't tell me I'm a victim cause the power in my hands. Power in my hands, I'm invisible. Wait, they let a white man rap? This is just a regular white man. That's not a black person.
No, that's not.
The last one I wasn't sure because he had that kind of strong thing going on. But this shit, I'm 1,000% sure this is a white man.
Yeah.
This is a regular white dude.
Yeah. White boy rapping about Trump. How original. About to take y'all to school. Yes, I'm the principal. There goes Jake making everything political. But listen, dude, I've been doing this since like the middle school. Antifa got a hammer and a sickle, fool. AOC, Pelosi, we sick of you. Enjoy DC before we get rid of you. Why you my taxes? Why your bills move slower than molasses? Why you taking all my paycheck? I'm on the main deck, about to send the IRS a rain check. Unemployment on the down down. Democrat debate straight up clown town. I don't listen to that chatter, but I'm on the street. They saying, hey, ain't you that MAGA boy? Damn, I gotta give him credit. That's the best verse. The white man had the best verse. I think it's cause the talking points flow more naturally out of a white man's mouth because they really do believe it, right?
So it's just easy. He's been saying this his whole life in private, like, mm-hmm, you know, they coming for my taxes, moving slower than molasses. Like, so for him, you know, it wasn't the struggle that it was for these black people to go against everything they've ever learned in life with their bars. Gotta give that MAGA boy, call me what you want cause that don't matter, boy. I gotta give MC Master his credit, man.
Well,
I just speak the truth that something they don't understand. Why these white liberals trying to tell me who next? Don't put me
in groups cause I'm my own. Somebody else man. Next.
Said I wasn't Democrat.
Oh, the shit, Hispanic conservative? Yeah.
First of all, how the hell there's only one? That's always bad.
I don't know.
Hispanic conservative?
We might have more than one. Did you want to go over
to the next segment?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and let's get back to the rest of these bars. Lost a few friends. Radio stopped playing me. I lost a few fans. So tell me I'm a victim because the power in my. Okay, why is he like a creator character in Call of Duty right now? What is going on with this guy? What's going on with this dude?
Build your own character.
I've never seen people buy so much American flag paraphernalia in my life. They keep cutting back to this one black dude that can't dance, doing a Smurda dance. Wait, hold up. There's a white girl, and her Twitter handle is at WalkawayED. Now, is that supposed to be the walkaway campaign that Candace Owens and them are doing? Because I thought that was about black people walking away from the Democratic. It's a white woman, part of the walkaway movement.
Because I guess we walking away too?
What is she walking away from? Wow. That's definitely one of those other black dudes' girlfriend from the earlier clips.
You know it is. Hey, I'm a walker.
She get the rap! Oh! Okay, hold up. Hold up. I thought she was just in here doing the thing that the doing dancing. Alright, hold up. I hope y'all ready for these MAGA Betty bars.
Come
okay.
On, MAGA Susan bars.
She about to hit you with these Becky bars.
She about to hit y'all with the Kelly Truth.
About to put the raisins in your shit, nigga.
Hey, I'm a walk away. Lifelong Democrat and then I grew a brain. Came from the bottom to rise to the top and now my people say, hey, you gotta give some of that shit away.
Okay, this is terrible. Number one, you could tell she's reading. She didn't even take time to memorize her verse
right
enough to not read it. Secondly, her mic is not as good as the other people's mics.
Yeah, everybody else's mics were better.
Yeah, given the bare minimum is required, this is terrible.
People are blinded by fake news, the free shit, utopian view. Kids in cages, racist sends me too, but they don't get it, they spit it in.
Now see, these are the level, this is the level of verse I expected everyone to have.
Right.
She offbeat. She trying to smush too many syllables in the line.
Right.
This is what I was expecting, and instead we.
Yeah. Wow. There are some, cause like, hey, I might be a coon, but I can do it on the twos and fours.
Until they choke because they woke, there ain't no getting through to these folks. Oops, did I let my privilege show? This ain't no joke, there's all types of us in mega flow. So huh? Hey, what can I say? Put on a hat, give a smile, and just walk away.
Hey, that's an intro, that MAGA boy. Tell me what you want, cause I'm.
That was bad.
Four thumbs down for her. She's
that was terrible.
Yeah, she put in the bare minimum. She definitely in the 53%.
Yes, she is.
No matter, boy. I just speak the truth that something they don't understand. Why these white liberals trying to tell me who?
I think that's a white dude. I don't know. A Denver Broncos fan, so he definitely.
Don't put me in groups, cause I'm my own.
They got other people in here that could be rapping, but they not putting they raps must have been that whack that they was like, no.
Yeah, we just do an image.
Did some actual real bars slip out and they had to take it out or what? What's going on?
Man, I said I wasn't Democrat and I lost a few friends. Radio stopped playing me, I lost a few fans. So tell me I'm a victim with power in my hands.
I can't front. It hurts every time I see one of these black people put this hat on. I cannot, like, I cannot
I
tell you how much.
I keep wanting to shed a tear for a coon.
Like.
Woo, I just want to, Lord, I can't take it no more. What is happening today? What is happening? Y'all get it together out there. Get it together.
Shed a tear for a coon, yes. That is exactly what I feel, babe. Oh my god.
That's how you feel? Every time they put on the hat, I just want to, does that single tear just kind of go down your eye like, oh, you serious?
Oh man.
Yeah, see, it don't matter, huh?
The fact that they keep saying that the MAGA hat is a flex, like it's expensive. You can get these trucker hats, you can get these shits anywhere. Like,
right?
They keep being like, ha ha, flexing on these niggas with my brand new MAGA hat. Okay, official Trump merchandise, my dude. You never find this.
Never.
Okay? You ain't never seen no MAGA hat like this. You broke bitches, okay? I pull up in the spot with my MAGA hat. They know what the time it is. They know to treat a player, get the VIP treatment.
I mean, you ain't bedazzle it or nothing. I mean, you ain't pimped the hats out.
You know how many? You know how many bitches I pulled in this MAGA hat, man? Do you know? Y'all ain't ready for this.
How many beckies I pulled in this hat?
When I show up to Thanksgiving, they be like, "Boy, I know you got a good job."
How many Susans have swayed my way?
You know how many raisins and potato salads I had, boy?
Come on.
This damn hat.
You know how many unseasoned green bean casseroles I done had.
You ain't ready for no, well, you ain't ready for no pecan pie, boy. Okay, you know how much pumpkin pie I have smashed in this hat?
Come on.
At Thanksgiving? Get those sweet potatoes out of my face.
You know how much stuffing, because we don't do dressing, we do stuffing.
Boy, do you know how much sensible slacks I
Come
rock
on,
with this
sensible
hat?
Sensible slacks?
Okay, I'll be up in the Gap. They know me when they see my hat.
You
okay?
Know how many polo shirts I've had.
They say Poppy is a big spender. Okay, when they see me in there, they get the cowboy boots ready.
Yes, you know how many IPAs I done drunk?
Where they at, huh? Liberals lurking because we the best, yeah. You see that we the best in this game. They call me.
Oh, you know, I just realized they've been freestyling for 5.5 minutes and nobody said nigga not once.
I don't know. We ain't got to the end.
I think they say liberals instead of niggas.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? If you look at how they use liberals, you know, like when you rapping, you be like, these niggas don't understand, blah, blah, blah. They be like, then these liberals don't understand how I be getting down. That's the plan.
I bet you that's why some of the other ones didn't get on there. I was like, no, you can't say it.
Oh, maybe that is why.
That's why everybody else was kind of in the background because they probably broke the rules.
Yeah, that's true. That's why. And these niggas on the plantation. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. We say liberals. We don't say the N word. We say the L word. Okay.
Look right, look left. Where they at, huh? Liberals lurking because we the best, yeah. Yeah, you see that we the best in this game. They call me Mega Boy because my hat be insane. Big letter T, I'm popping off my brain. Conservative, but a coon is all they saying. Black man, free thinker, bump the fang. God with me, so it's nothing else to face. Red pill tastes good, need a drink. Shirley Temple,
you got a
drink.
I don't think so.
See, you walking with the devil. Watching fake news, got you boiled tea kettle.
He might. Under the hat, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I think it's a red durag, so it looks like the hat. So yeah,
okay. You're right.
Yeah, I guess he got waves under that coon.
Yeah, I guess coons could have waves too.
It's a coon rag.
Off the taxi, my mega hat fresh. Snatch it off my head, I leave two up in your chest.
Wait, he gonna kill us? Oh no!
Don't kill us.
What? You're the first person talking about killing people on here. Oh, now see, I think I'm gonna go on a limb here, guys. I don't think this dude a coon. I think this dude is just a desperate man trying to get his mixtape heard.
You know it.
And he went ahead and signed on here. His verse is a little too smooth.
He got a do-rag. I was like, you got a do-rag.
Right? It's something about him.
He got a certain swag.
Talking about putting two in your chest. That don't.
He was like, oh, people gonna see me?
He rap like he listen to rap.
Okay, right.
The rest of them rap like, you know, they like, if I said, yo, what's the best hip-hop verse of all time, all of them would have started with in West Philadelphia, born and raised. Like, all of them would have, that's the only verse they know. Oh man, they know like Macaulay Culkin's verse from Black and White. Okay. Oh man.
Off my head, I leave two up in your chest. Triggered, and it's an
intro that MAGA boy. Yeah, he infiltrating. I got a feeling he infiltrating. Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you want, cause he tricked him.
Yeah.
I just speed the truth that something they don't understand. Why this white
He the leak. He the one giving us our He giving us the memos. Trying to tell me who I am. Don't put me loose, cause I'm my own. Is that a Trump man?
Yes.
Wow. Radio stop playing me, I lost a few bands. These motherfuckers have American flags. Stop. They have sold, first of, hold up. Stop. Stop. Is this Wale cosplay? What the fuck is this?
This is a skit. What the fuck is this?
First of all, I think he has a MAGA headband or bandana.
I don't know.
This is not even a MAGA
basketball
hat.
Jersey that says golf. I am confused.
And then an American flag in the background. What is happening?
I don't know. I am very, very, very confused. You gonna say something else before you saw his pic?
Fuck what I was about to say. This is now the new thing. Oh my god. What?
What is happening, y'all? Oh. I'm
not black, I'm hostep. First of all, what's up with your mic, sir? You needed a real mic. Okay, I don't appreciate the lack of audio quality
too.
Is just too much.
Yeah. You fans, so tell me I'm a bit of the power in my hands. I'm not black, I'm host tech, that means that I know best, can rock a MAGA hat, I'd rather rock a MAGA band. Drop a bomb on my haters like the Taliban. Patriot J, I'm saving this. Wait.
Don't rock a MAGA hat, I'd rather rock a MAGA band. Talking about the headband. Mm-hmm. Drop a bomb on my head like the Taliban? What? What does that line mean?
I don't know.
Who's dropping the bomb? Are you the Taliban?
I don't know. He done told us he a hotep too.
yeah. I think he was trying to be sarcastic and be like, oh no, I'm not a hotep. Like y'all, oh, so I gotta be a hotep? I think he was trying to be sarcastic.
Yes, sir.
But you know what that means? He probably a hotep.
That's what I say. Yes, mm-hmm. Sir. Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. All right.
Nobody. Jay from all the evil Antifa wanna get in the way.
Got one goal that's keeping me. No nigga in the history of niggas has ever cared about the Antifa. Not once. Black people have never been having a conversation amongst ourselves and someone brought up, yeah man, gotta watch out for them Antifas.
They'll be like, the and who?
Right.
They'll be like, who's the Tifa?
I got an aunt named Tifa.
They'll be like, Queen Latifa? No, Antifa.
You talking about Antifa? She from South Carolina?
No.
Mm-mm. You talking about cousin Ant and his teethies. That's what you talking about. Yeah, he need to get that worked on.
Nigga, them teeth is fixed.
Nobody know what the fucking Antifa is, man.
I don't even really know. 2020 looking funny for them communists. Hey, we the new right with a left hook, cause we fight back. Everywhere the evil left look, they don't like that. New right with a left hook, cause we fight back. Everywhere the evil left look, persevere like Zuby. News fake like the movies, call up AOC. I just got some new green. Persevere like Zuby. News fake like the movies, I'm black and lean right. I just wanna do me.
He had to do the he had to do the his own hype man. Y'all also notice nobody has a cameraman in these.
Mm-mm.
Cause you can't find another person to hold a camera when you're a coon.
All their friends was like, no.
Hey man, I got a project I'm working. No, Jamal. I already know what your project probably is. Mm-mm. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Go film that shit in the basement, boy, and get out my face. Don't be too loud.
Right. Come on, Steve.
Tell me what you want, cause I don't matter, boy. I just speak the truth and something they don't understand. All these white liberals trying to tell me what I'm saying. Don't put me in groups, cause I'm my own man. I said I wasn't Democrat and lost a few friends. Radio by plan.
This dude is the saddest one. He got a black MAGA hat.
I didn't know they came in black.
Yeah. He kind of looked like Adjective J a little bit.
Aww.
Sadly.
He does.
Feel bad. Me, I lost a few fans. Tell me I'm a victim, cause the power in my hands.
Oh, they got one of the dudes from the Duck Show.
Mm-hmm. He didn't comb his beard.
My girl ain't got no color.
He did not bring the silver hook.
MAGA ain't got no color, y'all.
MAGA.
What y'all know about that?
Oh, my God.
MAGA ain't got no color.
I know he love him some Lil Nas X.
Radio stop playing me. I lost a few fans. Don't tell me I'm a victim because the power in my hands. MAGA ain't got no color. My girl ain't got no
color. He just sang the hook. That's Hate Dog, okay? Black people got Nate Dog. They got Hate Dog, okay? My man came through. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh man.
Oh, he had to do it smooth. We had to let y'all know Mac ain't got no color, y'all.
Oh my God. You know what? That's it. That's the show, guys. Y'all have a good one, man. You can't top that. There's nothing else to say. I hope you enjoyed that, whatever the fuck that shit was.
Whatever the hell that was.
The MAGA bars. I gotta give it to them. Much better than I thought it was gonna be. I can't even front. You know me, I gotta be fair. I live in the gray area. The truth is, that was way better than what the fuck I thought any of them were capable of doing.
Yeah, that white man that didn't actually could hold a tune.
MAGA.
Ain't got no color.
Yeah, girl.
You know somebody say Paul and Oak? Come on, let's do it. Let's go.
Every other city we roll.
Come on.
We see the same liberals. Oh man, that's it. That's it, guys. All right, y'all have a good one, man. Until tomorrow, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.